FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
This episode of the Financial Survival Network is brought to you by Auren Resources. Auren is a junior exploration company with the appetite of a major, focused on finding the next globally significant discovery to create enormous potential upside for shareholders. It is one of the most aggressive exploration companies pursuing scalable gold and copper deposits and has a premier seven-project portfolio, including its two flagships, Committee Bay in the Arctic and Sombrero in Peru. With Auren's unparalleled technical team and highly experienced management with a history of success in advancing and monetizing exploration assets, Auren has been called one of the best in the junior exploration sector. Auren trades on the TSX and the NYSE under AUG. To learn more, go to aurenresources.com. That's A-U-R-Y-N resources.com.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Welcome, and you are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz, and today is February 7th, 2019. Imagine going into a bank, looking to borrow money, and knowing before you step foot into that bank that you are going to be approved for that loan. Whether it's commercial real estate, income-producing real estate, multifamily, or even a business loan or an SBA, do you think that would lower your stress level? Do you think you'd have a different attitude towards things? Well, person you're about to hear from is an expert in this, and his name is John Matheson. John, welcome to the show. And when you've got this software that kind of takes the guesswork out of the loan process, how's it work?
So you just really hit on it. I mean, you think about all of us out there who are small business owners, and me, I'm a real estate developer by trade, and I'm also an owner now of software and a tech company. So as my wife would say, I'm out of her hair all day, which is a good thing for her. But, all of us are in a situation where it seems at some point in time to grow your business, you're staring at leverage as an option. And yet when you do that, if I said to anybody that's in the audience right now listening, okay, hey, let's go down to the bank and get a loan today, it would trigger the following emotions that would be somewhere between a slight bit of trepidation, even for the most confident of us, because we really don't know how they're going to behave. And if we really want to do a transaction, the more we want to do it, the more trepidation we have. And it would swing all the way to absolute dread.
I've been in that situation.
I said, what would you rather do today, Kerry? Apply for a bank loan or go to the dentist? You actually pause before you answer that. And what we did is we sat down, we came out of the other last recession, and all of us who were lucky to survive the recession found that the credible financial institutions that were there for us ahead of time had changed their outlook on lending. And of course, the alternative lending space began to take hold. And what happens if we all go online today and you take someone like myself who, spent a lot of time over the years. Now I've got gray hair, but when I didn't, you start and you build your credit score up and you build your financial up and you get to a point where, do I really feel like sharing online my information through a portal with a lender that I don't know? Mm-hmm. And am I going to give my social security number and let somebody upload my financials into a database that they have to then answer me back that they found me five or six lenders that are supposedly going to do my loan? And even if I poll the people who actually go through those systems, the answer I get back is, well, I had to wait 10 days for an LOI, letter of intent, even from that lender. So the dysfunction in the space between those of us doing credible business who view leverage as a way to take advantage of opportunities for our business and the credible commercial banker who says that they're a community builder and they're actually there to lend to us, the disconnect and the faith in the process changed since the last recession. And this isn't me saying this, this is out there on surveys that are very well circulated of how people feel about it. So we said, hey, we're interacting with the banks every day. And I partnered with a commercial banker and he wrote the code and we wrote the algorithm side of the code to where now you and I can sit down and we ask me how it works. This is what we do. We can sit down in the privacy of our own home or office. It's do it yourself. No one can see what we're doing. It's completely confidential behind the user, username, password interface. And we can sit there and we can sanity check a borrowing opportunity, or we can put in numbers for either a commercial property or a credit line. And we can actually be pre-screen our loan against common commercial bank guidelines before we ever speak to a lender.
Right.
And it begs the question, I mean, all of us who are in business, I mean, we're all business owners or we're advisors to business owners. And we sit there and say, well, who wouldn't want to know that they pre-qualify before they apply? Mm-hmm. Happens all the time in residential mortgage space, but it doesn't happen in commercial space. We kind of get left with the age-old formula of, I want to start a business or I want to fund a business. So I'll put together a nice little package that has maybe an executive summary, maybe some pictures if it's a property or some pro formas in it. And I'm going to go down and pitch my banker. Mm-hmm. And then I'm going to do what? I'm going to do what we all do. I'm going to wait for a reply. We said, you know, it's the digital age. Why can't we get some satisfaction quicker? Why can't we put in front of the banker the information that they want? So we spent a lot of time with banks, polling the bankers, determining what it is that they want out of the loan applicant process. And, you know, Terry, it's interesting. You know, you look at the other side. We're all entrepreneurs here. We look at the other side. And here's what they tell us. They say, you know, we don't like to reject people. They actually believe it costs them nationwide and their own internal surveys, they believe it costs them up to $3,000 to $4,000 to reject a loan application that they take in, which I find interesting, but that's their own edict back to us. And they actually say it was part of the problem that we have is we have a borrower that's unprepared or a borrower that has unrealistic expectations of what we can do. And we really want to approve loans. So we said, all right, how about if we get the borrower more prepared coming in? The bankers sit up, and what's interesting is the people on the other end of our software who are most excited, it seems like, are the bankers, because what you're getting is a borrower like me or you or people on the call who are business owners saying, hey, I just got involved in third-party, independent, validated software that says that I'm a go compared to your commercial bank guidelines. I'd like to start the conversation. The banker is now very awake and very interested in what it is that you're about to propose because the numbers for the loan are right in front of them. This is just basic human nature being conversed differently today.
Let's not forget that people are inherently lazy, and it's just like with a lawyer. If when I was practicing law, if I had a client that brought me a prepackaged case and had all the docs and everything there, I was automatically more predisposed to it than somebody just comes in and tells me their tale of woe. So you're basically giving it to the loan officer, the VP, whoever is doing it, the loan committee. You're giving him the package with a bow on it, wrapped in a bow. And so here's the thing, though. As many institutions are out there, they all have different standards, don't they?
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because they do. If you're into commercial real estate and what we'll call the pre space for an acronym, and you're doing an apartment or a mixed use or a commercial property, there tends to be more consistent underwriting that gets done in those spaces across the board. There's three main components of underwriting that occurs in the valuation of a cash flowing asset like property. The first is what they call debt service coverage ratio, which is a computation of your net income compared to what you're paying for your loan amounts. And they like you to cover at 1.25 on that or greater. The next one is they're going to value your property either by appraisal or by taking a capitalization rate and dividing it by your net income. And that can be subjective, but it can be regionalized. And you can usually find out what the cap rate is in your market. And, those are the two biggest ones that they're going to use. And then they're going to take a look at you as a sponsor. You're going to see what your history is and what do you actually have behind you. And in a lot of cases, that's not as important as the asset valuation. And then there'll be the rest of the things that a bank will do. Some banks will want a specific type of survey, some won't. So you, as you get past the main hierarchy of information, which software can do for you, you do get into the details. Is there an inspection needed? Is there environmental? All those due diligence things that were required do change institution to institution and sometimes program to program. It's that business credit line space, that space where we go for an equipment loan, a business loan, or an unsecured credit line, if you will, that seems to be underwritten based on a threshold or tolerance institution to institution. You're absolutely mm-hmm. right. So in our software, the challenge is, how do you create something that can give us all a bit of empowerment as we go into the banker in that unsecured space? And what we've created is more of a conversation starter than anything. It's a, here's my schedule C1120 that I've inputted, the key numbers that the software tool tips me every step of the way to put in, that says, hey, my interest coverage ratio for my business is a 2-to-1, 3-to-1, 4-to-1. There's some number that's there. And I therefore know that I can interest cover this size credit line. Let's start the conversation. How much principal payback do you want? And now you can speak bank to bank as a business owner to get yourself the best deal, really. But you know that you're able to get it. Because if you walk in today with all of your tax returns and your financials and you start giving in the banker, first, who feels like doing that before you kind of know they're going to do it? But you're going to give them all that and you're going to wait. And none of us like to wait. And especially if you have a real need for that credit line. So this gets you more of a upfront change it around. Hey, look, it's like knowing your credit score going in. Hey, I know I'm good. I pay my bills. I know it's there. And therefore I can negotiate with the bank for the best rate and terms without feeling as though, hey, they might not do this.
Right. So just remember, this was about 40 some odd years ago. Father had a business, legal printing business. Business was really taking off, and in a town in Middlesex County, New Jersey, and basically wanted to buy a building that it was an old supermarket that had been vacant for 15, 20 years, literally like falling apart, although it had a couple of stores that were rented. And he took our accountant with him to go meet with a bank. The accountant gave him a presentation, probably similar to what your software does. And it was the bank's headquartered in the town. And they said, okay, we'll do the loan on the spot. Now, maybe today might be a little more complicated than that, because back then we really cared about the three C's. How do the three C's fit into what you're doing here?
Well, it's all similar. It's all part of your underwriting package. I didn't talk about credit when you asked me about, you know, your coverage ratios and stuff on the commercial deal. The credit is part of when I said they're going to look at you as the sponsor. Credit is one of those things that is starting to get a little more, it's starting to get looked at a little more lenient than it was, let's say, 5 or 6 years ago. You can do things in commercial bank space if you have a strong asset and some history. If your credit score is not as good as it you think it should be. But that wasn't the case when we came out of the other side of Dodd-Frank and the legislation sat there, and the bankers were concerned about what kind of regulation commitment they were going to have on anything they did. That's all changing. The new administration is starting to lighten up some of the regulations on community banking. But the old, you know, the bankers are still bankers, the way that they look at stuff. The three C's certainly apply if we're going to go for unsecured credit. No question about it. But the ability to have the conversation on the cash flow side and to be able to say, hey, my business covers on a debt service coverage ratio or on an interest coverage ratio of enough for this $100,000 line at 8% that I've asked for, let's say. And now you're able, and the higher your other C's are, the more you can, you know, ask a bank for a better rate. Sure.
Okay. Got it.
That's the same deal you described, your father's deal, a vacant building. Still a very difficult deal to do today.
Yeah, no doubt. But well, we were going to occupy, the majority.
You brought up something that was fantastic, Kerry, not to walk over what you said, but what you said with the CPA, what a brilliant move by him to bring the advisor. And we have CPAs that use our software to advise clients today, because usually the CPA gets the phone call after the loan rejection. to the business owner, we go out, we go for a loan and we get told no. And we'll call our CPA and say, hey, do you know a banker who can do this? Or, hey, why did I get denied? You have all my numbers. What mm-hmm. just happened? Well, the CPA is not a banker and is always looking to limit liability on things, but using third-party software that says, hey, this is what you can use as the business owner. Print out your one sheet and go see, download, print, and share with a banker of your choice or one I know and tell them that this loan should have been something that was done. It allows that CPA to become more of an advisor and add more impact to the relationship than just being a tax advisor, which a lot of them really like, and a lot of them are moving their businesses toward today.
Yeah, well, it makes them more of a consultant than a guy who just fills out tax forms quarterly and ships them off to the government and does your tax return. So it really reorients their whole practice. So,
well, and we all know in their space, a lot of concern exists over artificial intelligence taking some of that tax return business away.
Oh, yeah. Very true. No question about
so
that.
This type of thing helps them. Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously you've had some success stories here. Tell us some things that have happened.
So they're wonderful. I'll share my, I've got a couple of two favorites that I'll share with you. The first is on the business credit line space. I have a buddy of mine who is in health services, and he is, he's got one of those amazing resumes in the space and decides that he's going to start his own health and wellness business a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And he is a Dave Ramsey guy. And what I mean by that is he doesn't believe in any debt, especially on his personal ledger. So we're having a discussion about, you know, I don't like personal debt on my personal ledger either, but in business, the leverage opportunities do exist, especially if you can move quickly. And he says, yeah, I could use a $50,000 credit line. I could open space. I could add staff. I could buy machines that would make my practice more viable. There's things I can do to help more people. And I've got so many customers. I need to do this. Can you help me? So I sent him access to our business loan screener. And I told him, you know, follow the tool tips and fill it out based on your business and download, print, and share the one sheet result with the lending institution in your city. So he does that. And I don't hear from him. Uh-huh. And about, I'm going to say 5 or 6 months go by. And this is a guy who was enviable the kind of shape he was in. And we're all in our 50s. And if we looked like this guy, we'd be like, we're good.
Sure.
So he sends me this text. And the text says, my fat pants are loose. Uh-huh. And I'm looking at this going, I haven't heard from him all this time. Hey, what do you mean your fat pants are loose? You didn't have an ounce to lose. So I call him. And I'm like, you know, what's going on? He goes, oh, I'm really sorry. That was a cut and paste from a client. He goes, I've got clients now. I took your advice. I went down to the bank. I had a perfect conversation starter. I put on the banker's desk the one sheet. I asked them if they'd like to continue the conversation with me on the loan, like you tell us in your research center to do. And the banker was like, my goodness, of course I would. And they did my credit line. I expanded my space, added equipment. And that's from a client who was 65 pounds overweight, who is now with diabetes, who's now losing weight. And I just wanted to thank you. Your software is changing people's lives.
Wow. So that was surprising, huh? You weren't expecting
that. I looked at my wife and I said, well, I guess you know why I do this. You know, I mean, how great is that? Story. I mean, you get to a point where you always like to give back in your business, but to be able to create something that people use to benefit themselves and not only get financial dignity out of it, but to get, you know, physical and health benefit. I couldn't believe it. That's in the commercial loan space. And in the real estate space, we get a call from a young man using the software first time. And he actually had bought 1-2 family in his investing career. And he's out buying a 6-unit building, and he uses the software and it says that his loan is validated as a go. And he's got a debt service coverage ratio of 1.6 on the deal. So it's a good deal.
Good deal.
And he walks into a local bank. And the bank he walks into is one of these banks where on the first floor are the tellers and on the second floor is the commercial lending team.
Yep.
He doesn't know this. So he sits with one of the business development bankers at the door and he says, hey, you know, this is what I've got for a transaction. I bought third-party software. It's validated to go. I'd like to, you know, start a conversation with a banker about funding my transaction. And the business development banker looks at him And she says, can you just wait here for a moment? And she's looking at the one. She goes, do you mind if I take this? So she goes upstairs. So he's sitting there. He says, I'm so nervous. I don't know what's happening. Well, Gary, down comes the senior vice president of lending for the institution.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
Sits down, looks at him, and says, where'd you get this? He says, oh, third-party software. Gave the banker the URL. Mm-hmm. And he told him where he got it. And the banker's looking at this going, and you'd like to continue the conversation with us on acquiring this property, young man. And the banker says, he gives us, yeah, I would. That's why I'm here. And the banker says, I don't think we've had anybody walk in here this prepared.
Yeah.
Hey, well. So he goes, so I was thinking I'd put my feet on his desk and start to negotiate rate. And we're like, no, you're good. You got it. Don't do that to the senior vice president. Just get yourself processed and negotiate when you get your term sheet.
Yeah.
It was funny.
Break so out.
There's all levels of people use it for that.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, I could see him breaking out a cigar, putting his feet up on the desk,
right.
And, bonding. Bonding session. So
I imagine at 24 years old on your second transaction, and that's what you do. But I guess the fun part for us at CLS in the platform, and we're a software and education platform. We're not a loan broker. We don't make any money or fees on any kind of connectivity to the live application. We're just here to help people get in the process and get empowered. You can imagine how much we love that kind of stuff coming in. And we have those stories actually on both sides where we get the bankers calling us, telling us this is great. We have prepared borrowers saving us time and money. And then have these borrower stories, and they're fun.
Yeah. Hey, well, it's just like the law. When you start out, the key to winning cases, it's all about preparation. And you can win cases as you get more experienced. You say, it used to be when I started out, I lost cases I should have won. Now I'm winning cases that I should have lost. So it's all about preparation, all about experience. So you really put the experience and preparation curve on, you turbocharge it. Anyways, just to tell us here, John, where do we find this software? How do we sign up?
So, the software is easily accessible at commercialloansuccess.com. And you just go there, you navigate through the pricing page. It's your normal website, which has the nav bars on top, and it'll take you to the pricing. And then we have different offers that we always run. And one of them today that we wanted to be able to offer to your group is we have a giveaway for chapter 2 of our new book, which is the part which you'll like, because it's the preparation chapter. It's all the things that we think that you should do before you actually go for a loan and actually meet the banker. And that is at web.commercialloansuccess.com/FSN for Financial Survival Network for today. So again, web.commercialloansuccess.com/FSN, and you can get the free giveaway. And then there's a link to the software to discount in there too.
All right. Excellent. And the link to your site will be up on the show notes to this interview. As always, guys out there, be a part of the show and email us KL@KerryLutz. Any questions, comments you might have, interests, anything you want to know. Also, don't forget, if you're watching on YouTube, listening on YouTube, or listening to the conventional podcast channel, please subscribe, like, and share the show. It really helps me when you do this, helps get the show's message out, helps get people in the know about a lot of different things that you'd never find out about it. You wouldn't have found out about this software. You wouldn't have found out about John and all it can do for you. So please do that. Twitter feed's @KerryLutz, Facebook page, Financial Survival Network. John, thank you so much for coming on. It's been a pleasure.
Okay, thank you very much.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.